Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. No, 9 years. Soon to have 9 years under his belt as a member of our Brain Trust. Dave is the president of Dave Anderson Learning to Lead. I'm sorry, his Learn to Lead company, I should say. And he teaches people all over the world how to be better leaders. He's the author of a number of books, many of which we've talked about on the show, including one of my favorites of his, How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's here right now. Dave Anderson, welcome back.
Jim, great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. And folks, one of the things that I admire about Dave that I'm not sure I've ever told you about, we may have talked about it before, but I don't think so. Dave travels at his own expense and to his own possible peril to other parts of the world and trains Christian ministers on how to go back to their countries where Christianity may not be accepted and pursue the teaching of the gospel. Dave, how did I do on that?
Oh, you did well. Dan, I've been doing that
pretty close to what
you do. That's real close.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing that for 8 years, Jim.
At his own expense and to some peril for himself. He's been doing this, and this is one of the reasons why I admire the heck out of this guy. All right, Dave, in the news, big time right now. You've been doing it, and can we say where many of the people have been coming from, many of your students have been coming from?
Sure. I've worked with the leaders of the underground church from Iran for 8 years, yes.
Yeah. So in the news recently, Saeed Abedini, did I say his name right?
You did.
Is a Christian minister, an Iranian, who's recently, but also an American.
Yes.
He's an Iranian-American, but he's an American citizen. But he was convicted in Iran recently, sent to prison for 8 years, to one of the worst prisons, for doing nothing but preaching the gospel. In quiet, really, in homes, right?
Yes, you know, he actually lives in Boise, Idaho. People seem to forget that. And
he'd like to be living in Boise, Idaho.
Right, he'd like to be. He's in Evin prison right now, northwest of Tehran, which is the most notorious prison for political prisoners in Iran. But he's made 9 trips over there since 2009 to help an orphanage that he's helping to build. And he, earlier in the 2000s, was accused of working with house churches there. He wasn't even doing that during the time he was arrested this last time. He's helping to build an orphanage. Iran has a huge orphans problem,
right.
And they decided to lock him up, and they sentenced him to 8 years in that notorious torture chamber called
the
prison.
And what has his government done for him?
Well, what about the same that it's done for any American?
The U.S. government. Folks.
It, nothing. I mean, they send out messages, but our government has no clout overseas right now. I've never seen such a thumb in the nose
Coptic
at our American government.
Coptic Christians, which are some of the oldest Christians, going all the way back to St. Mark, I think. Coptic Christians in Egypt are basically under attack right now.
Well, they are.
Because of the Arab Spring.
Sure, they're under extreme persecution there, but our government won't do anything, can't do anything, doesn't have any influence, nobody pays any attention
to
them.
So this guy basically is on his own. Is it possible? Do you think that our government is putting pressure under the radar on Iran, and maybe somebody will get him out over there?
Well, I think they can try. You know, the only people that really have leverage on Iran are the Russians, and we don't have any leverage on the Russians.
Right.
And so, you know,
we're not willing to spend our leverage, whatever we have, on something like that.
Well, the Russian foreign minister won't even return John Kerry's call.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. I am serious. So that's how crazy it is. So good luck influencing the Russians. So, but we're very hopeful that nonetheless something will happen. They like these publicity ploys over there, and that he won't have to serve out his 8 years. But there are a lot of executions.
He wasn't going on the streets preaching the gospel. He wasn't.
No.
He was doing it inside homes.
Yeah,
little congregations inside homes, very much like St. Paul did 2,000 years ago.
Well, that's true, you know, because evangelizing is illegal in Iran, so it all goes underground. It goes into house churches.
Right.
You can't do it in public.
And you're training people just like him.
Yeah, there are 10,000 house churches approximately in Iran, and I train some of the top cell leaders that we bring out of the country into a nearby country and train them on leadership so they can go back and do a better job.
And you personally don't know Saeed, but you know but you're one degree of separation away. People.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people who know him, very familiar with the prison that he's in. I know people that have been in that prison.
Bottom line, folks, if you're an American abroad, you're on your own. If you get into trouble, you probably are on your own. You need to, folks, I'm serious. You need to think about that. 20 till, right back with Dave Anderson. We're going to talk about the self-esteem industry after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.